Bombshell Conversations. Ahoy, sailors! Welcome back to another episode of Conchshell Conversations. Thank you so much again for joining me today. Today's topic is the Virgin Islands a third world country? My inspiration behind this topic for the podcast is an Instagram post by VI_outlet. Shout out to them. They had reposted somebody named Sniper Chino, who said, and I'll repeat it verbatim, the Virgin Islands is officially a third world country with a line face. So that kind of like got me thinking, like, man, I've heard this like statement a lot of times before about the Virgin Islands being a third world country. And, you know, people say it out of, you know, anger and disappointment and frustration with living here with the Virgin Islands. And I had made a comment, and I'm going to read you all the comment. It got a lot of likes. I said, it's not a third world country, but we do have a lot of work to do. One, WAPA, the fact that we're paying exorbitant prices for subpar water and power is mind-blowing. Two, Liberty, the fact that we cannot rely on adequate cell phone service provided to us by Puerto Rico. And three, price gouging and groceries. Four, having access to U.S. banks. Five, being treated like we're not U.S. territories by the folks on the mainland. And it's like, it's so much more. But that was kind of my comment. And it just led me into thinking like, man, I could just like make a podcast episode about this, you know? And I just want to talk about like the frustrations that Virgin Islanders have. And I could speak on behalf of a St. Tomian, somebody who's, you know, lived here all her life, and, you know, went away and moved back twice and is currently living in St. Thomas now, and how frustrating it is sometimes to just deal with the lows of living here. So the first thing that I had mentioned was the WAPA. So WAPA, if you don't know, it stands for Water and Power. It's VI, Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority. And they handle basically, you know, our power system, our electricity, and our water. Now, this is the only entity that really provides electricity across the island, right? Across the islands, I should say. So it's St. Thomas, St. John, St. Croix, and of course, Water Island. And it is subpar, like I've mentioned. I mean, there has been battles with WAPA since, what, the 1960s, since its infancy here on the Virgin Islands. And to me, it seems though as though things are getting worse rather than better. And everybody has like a bunch of excuses as to why WAPA is the way it is. But nobody really has any like actual firm solutions on fixing it. Sometimes we see here that it could be on any random day that the power will just turn off. It's not reliable. It is not, you cannot depend on it. It could be a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock and your power will just turn off. Then they'll have a Facebook saying, oh, something broke down and this and that. And it's like, why is this happening? And it's not only that that happens, but it's like the price of the electric bill down here is so exorbitant, like how I mentioned on the post, that it's like one of my pet peeves is paying for something, especially paying top dollar for something that's not even working. You can justify paying high prices for electricity or groceries if you're getting quality items or quality, you know, service. But when I pay $500 or $450 for a WAPA bill for a house that I'm not even utilizing air conditioning, I'm not utilizing the washing machines that much. Like, you have to be so careful as to what you utilize in your house to make sure that the WAPA bill doesn't skyrocket. And sometimes it just skyrockets for no reason. And it's just so frustrating, and there's nobody to really complain to. That's why people post on Instagram, they post on Facebook their frustrations, but nobody's doing anything. When you actually ask like government servants, like the administrators or the quote unquote CEO of WAPA, who, that's another story for another time, who's not from here, who's not a local, you know, that has a lot to play in it too. So he doesn't really sympathize. I'm pretty sure he has a generator to supplement the electricity problem that we have here. It's like nobody's really giving you a response. People are like, well, you know, we're in a deficit and that's the problem. And, you know, the materials that WAPA uses, the equipment is old and it costs too much. It's like, so what is being done? Like, so what are we going to do? Just keep putting a Band-Aid on a problem? I understand that it's expensive, but instead of investing money in certain places, invest it in something as basic as water and power. I mean, like I've told y'all before, you guys know my family's from Haiti. I'm from Haiti. And when I visited there in 2007, I was so shocked. I mean, I was young. I was, what, 15? So shocked that they rotate power. They do it in Santo Domingo too. And it's like, what is happening? Like, why are they rotating power? And it's like to save energy, to save this. And, you know, coming to a U.S. territory and experiencing that they're rotating power and that the power is not dependable or sufficient is just really, really mind-blowing to me. And not only that, people have to buy generators in order to supplement their water and power usage. So that was one indicator that really I understood what the person meant, like as far as saying like third world country, like that is very much third world country, that you do not have, you know, you have access, but you cannot depend on something as basic, a basic need like water and electricity. Number two, I mentioned liberty. So, like I told y'all, I think things are actually getting worse in the Virgin Islands. So, we have now this cell phone company from Puerto Rico. It's called Liberty. We used to have AT&T. We used to have Sprint. But T-Mobile bought Sprint. And Liberty bought AT&T. Now, I'm not sure why, what the reason was for Liberty to buy or purchase AT&T, and I'm not sure why AT&T, apparently there was some whole thing after the hurricane and they just wanted to pull out of the Virgin Islands, so they did some massive, you know, buyout from Liberty, and now Liberty has it. Now Liberty is a terrible company. I think they're currently still using the AT&T towers. However, I'm not understanding why our cell phones, mind you, we're paying over $100 for the bill if you have one line or two lines or whatever. So we're paying the same amount, if not more, for Liberty service. However, we're not being provided the service that we need. The phones hang up. They say SOS. They don't work. You just can't rely on them. Then when you call when you actually go into the Liberty store, the representatives say either the computer system is down, or they say that they can't actually help you. You have to call Puerto Rico. And then when you call Puerto Rico, of course, they either don't pick up the phone or they'll answer the phone, hello. And I'm like, is this Liberty? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay. I'm trying to get help with the cell phone service. They're like, well, you need to go into the store. And it's basically like this cat and mouse game that they're playing. And it's like, all I want is just adequate cell phone service that I can make calls. I can do what I need to do. As we know, everything is online now. You get all your checks, your deposits, everything, your banking is online. So I need to have adequate cell phone service in order to do and handle my daily duties. Like, what is happening? And let's not even talk about like people that work from home or people that need Wi-Fi or people that need good service. You're not even afforded that either. So it's like, I'm paying for water and power, I'm paying for cell phone service, and it's not working. Even so desperate to the fact that I went and I actually tried to, I bought out my phone from Liberty and tried to switch to AT&T in the States, and they were telling me, well, you're gonna have to change your number to a stateside number. I said, listen, mister, I don't care if the number have to be 0000, just let me be on AT&T. And he said, oh, wait, hold on now. You're from St. Thomas. Yeah, we don't do dealings in the Virgin Islands. I said, excuse me? he was like, yeah, we no longer do dealings with the Virgin Islands. And if you were to get a plan, it would have to be an international plan. And I'm like, how is it an international plan when we're not an international country? We're not even a country, we're a territory of the United States. And he was explaining that's just how it is now. So I guess they have some behind the scenes contract agreement where AT&T folks cannot sell plans to people in the Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico just so they don't lose business for their shitty ass service. So that's number two on the totem pole as to why the Virgin Islands is getting such a bad rap about being a third world country. Number three, I said price gouging. So, and when I say price gouging, I'm talking about like the grocery stores. I'm talking about like Kmart that isn't even Kmart, but it's Kmart. I'm talking about all of that. The other day, I went into Plaza Extra. And let me tell you, people are like, oh my God, groceries are so high. But it's like, it's almost unbelievable. Like, it's unreal how extreme they put prices. They just put prices on anything. Any kind of price, they just put it on it. Plaza Extra is actually owned by the same family that owns Moe's. Moe's is a very, quote unquote, upscale grocery store in St. Thomas. I don't know if they have it in St. John and St. Croix, but definitely in St. Thomas. And it's like, the prices in malls are double the prices anywhere else, right? So when I went to Plaza Extra, all I did was get some milk. I got some milk, some crackers, and a few other items. And the bill was $113. I mean, it was five items. And the price of the milk that I saw that I buy is an oat milk. Typically, the milk in like a fruit bowl is $9. In malls, it's $11. In Plaza Extra, it was $12.99. I actually couldn't believe my eyes. And I'm like, how are they allowed to price gouge so much that the Virgin Islands government is not like getting a handle on these things? How do they expect people to pay for these items when a carton of milk is freaking $13? And they're just getting away with it. They're upselling these things so high and expect people to actually afford it. Like, how do people even afford to live? And I don't know if they're assuming that everybody's on food stamps or what they're assuming, but it's like there are normal people who aren't eligible for food stamps or SNAP, who work a 9-to-5, who try to provide for their family, and they're paying these crazy ass prices. And it's like nobody's saying anything. So that price gouging thing is just another reason as to why people do and say what they say. And then the fifth reason, which is a very, very big reason for it, is like being treated like we're not U.S. territories by the folks in the mainland. And I remember noticing this when we had Hurricane Irma, right? So in 2017, I believe it was September 6th, Hurricane Irma came and basically knocked the shit out of the Virgin Islands, right? We were on the ground. Irma battered us left, right, and center. It was so bad. And, you know, 2 weeks after, like almost to the day, Maria had battered Puerto Rico. But I remember in the news, like, I remember, like, my family and friends on the mainland stating, like, well, nobody's really talking about the Virgin Islands. They're just saying, like, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico. And I get it. Like, Puerto Rico is so much bigger than us. There's 3 million people on Puerto Rico. Like, they're huge. And Puerto Rico is basically like a state, right? And I get it. Like, I get it. They're the bigger place. But it's like, the Virgin Islands exist too. You know, y'all be knowing the Virgin Islands when you all come and visit for vacation. I want to go to the beach. I want to do this. I want to do that. But when it comes to, like, the resources and treating us like we're actually in existence, it's like, we don't see anything. And it's like, we don't exist. It's like, the only reason we exist is for tourism purposes. And it's like, the locals just don't matter. You know what I mean? And that really is a really triggering thing to hear. And I think that more and more, it's like, the Virgin Islands, we're not getting the true, not notoriety, but we're not getting like the acknowledgement that we really should be getting. And I think this is the reason why a lot of things are falling between the cracks, because people on the mainland have no idea. They're not really paying attention. All they see is us four is the beaches. That's it. But it's like there's real people, there's real problems, there's real politics that's going on down here that can be fixed, that can be amended, that can be worked on. And there are true solutions, but it's like they're not being solved. There's no reason why we have to struggle for Wi-Fi. There's no reason why we don't have a functional library. Like, we do not have, on St. Thomas, we do not have a functional library that we can go to. There are no spaces for people who want to, like, even do podcasts, even do any kind of work. Like, when it comes to printing, you either have Office Max, where the line is, like, 100 people in there, or you have Color Max, where they charge you an arm, a leg, and a foot for it. Sometimes. I mean, it's just not a lot of options down here. We don't have U.S. banks down here. We have Banco Popular, which is another Puerto Rican bank, very bootleg, or First Bank. But when it comes to having a U.S. mainland bank down here, we don't. So we can't do the same transactions like how people in the U.S. do. We don't have Cash App. It's just like how we didn't have, like companies ship down here. We finally were able to get that done. But it's like living on the island, you're not afforded the same like opportunities as living in the United States. But I don't understand how that is fair, because we pay U.S. taxes just like anybody else. You know, it's literally the same thing. So I'm not understanding what the difference is. It's just that we're not a state, we're a territory. So when people say comments like, oh, the Virgin Islands are a third world country, and I get their sentiment. Of course, we're not a third world country. We cannot technically be a third world country because we are not a country. We are a territory of the United States. And it's not a correct term to say that we are. But we do have a lot of tendencies that some third world countries do experience. And as far as basic needs, those are them. And I just wish there was a way, you know. And my friends were like, well, Aria, just become a senator. And just, no. I don't work in the public. I work in the shadows and the background. I would never run to be a senator because I know how things work. I know how politics work. A lot of the time, senators come in with the best intentions, and you coming in as a rookie, and people basically are like, well, who are you? You know, I mean, I don't want to think that negatively, but that's usually what happens in politics a lot. A lot of politicians come in with good ideas, but they're boggled down by other politicians or quote-unquote centrists who have been there before for a very long time, and people are stuck in their ways. They already have their donors. They already have the lobbyists who already, you know, a lot of the train is very well oiled. And if you think you're going to come in there and do all this extra stuff and have all these plans, it's like, it's just not realistic. So all I could really do, talk about it, maybe pitch ideas. Maybe it might trend to somebody who really could make a difference. But it is frustrating being that this is your home. This is the island that you love. And like, you can't really enjoy living here as you should because of all these, I call them unnecessary hindrances. But let me know, are you from the Virgin Islands? Do you, you know, are you from here, or do you live in the States, and are you deterred from moving back here because of these issues that we have? Let me know. Thank you so much for sailing with me. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.